Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. President Obama is telling us that the tax code needs to be changed and simplified. It's hard to disagree with that. However, I don't think that any of the politicians are really serious about fixing the tax code and dealing with our explosion in debt. We are projected to add, over the next 10 years, a staggering $9.3 trillion in national debt. Now, soaking the rich with ever more taxes will not work. The top 1% of taxpayers already pay 28% of the federal tax bill. 1% paying 28%. The lowest 50% of income earners pay almost no federal income tax at all. In fact, 60% of the lowest earners pay very little federal income tax. That leaves 40% of the taxpayers that pay for everything. That includes the military, nutrition programs, inspection services, education, energy, on and on. Do you think for a minute that the 60% of the people that pay very little taxes, getting all that service for free, are going to say, no, let's not spend so much? Of course not. It's free to them. And now you see why the Congress and most of the politicians can't put the brakes on spending. By giving goodies away, they buy votes. We can't reform Social Security or Medicare or Medicaid. They call Social Security reform the third rail of politics. Touch it and politically you're dead. We need to be honest. Our deficit cannot be closed by taxes alone. Here's the bottom line. We cannot keep taking people off the tax rolls either. The majority of our voters need to have some skin in the game. Otherwise, there's no incentive to control spending. We're out of control. Spend, spend, spend. Education, health care, environment. There's no discipline, and the tax code only encourages reckless spending. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.